and welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. So pleased to have you with us today. And very pleased to have with us in studio Elizabeth Snyder, who is a recent winner of a United Way Community Builder Award. And certainly Elizabeth's voice will be familiar to our listeners. Elizabeth, welcome back to Lake 88. Oh, I've got to turn on your microphone. There we go.
Thank you, Bob.
It is nice to have you back. And how would you describe yourself, Elizabeth?
Oh, my God. There is not an easy question, is it?
Proponent? Activist?
Activist. Thank you for prompting. I'm a lesbian. Been in a relationship with my partner for over 40 years, Maureen. Want to make a better world.
And I want to make sure that I get this correct. Am I proper in saying the LGBTQ2+ community?
We do 2+ in front of that letters.
Okay.
To honor and recognize Indigenous people. We're here first.
So that makes a lot of sense. So 2+ LGBTQ.
And you could say IA, or you could say plus. It's ever evolving, and the intent is to capture everybody.
Yeah, and I read an article where you said that you would use the term queer.
I do. I did. Oh my heavens! Yeah, that I never did. I defined myself as gay when I first came out, and then lesbian. You know, we all find words that are easy to say, and queer has become a word that represents everybody, and some people don't feel comfortable using it. I do. Anyways, it's just one of those things.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you have, for so long, been out there fighting for equality, rights, a seat at the table for your community. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of the work that you've done over the years.
Oh, well, okay. To refresh my mind, I went back over, and in 2010, we had a pride dance here in Perth at the Civitan, and then LGBT was born, and then LGBTQ was born, and then LGBT Civitan was born, and then Queer Connection was born. And throughout those years, I have been involved with reaching out to people, reaching out to schools, institutions. One of our things with Queer Connection is creating visibility. And I just noticed that Catherine is here.
Al is here, as a matter of fact.
Al, thank you.
Yep. So go ahead, creating visibility.
Creating visibility. And visibility happens in a number of different ways. It's visible visibility, which is seeing a pride flag, or it's hearing something. And I've been thinking about this interview and trying to think of ways for people to show their support. And recently I was on a webinar talking about abuse of seniors, LGBT seniors, financial and physical abuse, and the workers were talking about, well, how do I know if someone in our extended care is, long-term care facility is part of this community. And people have been hiding and afraid to come out. One of the ways that you can assist in creating an environment which is safe is to talk about yourself. If you happen to be of the community I belong to, take that step and tell somebody. Or if you happen to have a family member, that's an easy way to open the conversation so that other person knows that you are an ally. And that's it.
Well, there you go. That's a pretty powerful way to put it. We want to welcome to the conversation now Elle Halliday with United Way East Ontario. And what is your role with them, Elle?
Hi, thank you. Yes, so I'm the regional director for United Way East Ontario within Lanark County.
Okay, well, welcome. You and I have not chatted yet, but I've spoken with many of your predecessors over the years, of course. Why did Elizabeth get picked for this award, this Community Builder Award?
Elizabeth got picked by the community. So United Way East Ontario kind of puts it out to our networks and to, you know, partners who we work with and organizations. We knew that the gala was coming up. We knew that we had a bunch of pride activities happening in Lanark County, and we really wanted to do something special. So we put it out to our community members and to our partners asking, you know, who stands out? Who's doing the work? Who do we want to amplify the work that they're doing? And Elizabeth was just the clear winner of that. So in all the work that she does, yeah.
We've been blessed to speak with her many times over the years here on Lake 88. Certainly when Pride Month approaches, Liz is definitely on our airways. And I couldn't agree with you more. Just a wonderful, wholesome, friendly person. You know, like, and that's the thing. Like, you are so friendly and genuine. And I think anyone can sit down and have a conversation with you about, you know, pretty much anything. I think that when you're someone who is working to represent a community and to better that community, having someone like you at the forefront, I know there's many of you who are out there doing this, but having someone like you among that group, that leadership group, is only a benefit.
Okay. Yeah. I fit in well. That's true, and I do have the social skills to navigate. That's true. The true test of where we come is when someone comes who perhaps doesn't have those skills that I have, but is seen and is accepted and is embraced. I remember I used to work at a college in northern British Columbia, and I'm going to really paraphrase this, right? Because my background is pretty vanilla, you know, and pretty easygoing, and I could be seen as the good lesbian, as the good gay person, because I didn't rock the boat and I was easy to get along with, and there are times when those skills are useful, but there are times when we need to step up and have those people who push the envelope, who do challenge people in another way. And right now, I think our evolution in this movement is one where both types of person can work well to take us to the next step.
And it's interesting you say that, because in accepting this award, you recognize that there are so many people that helped you, I say helped you achieve this. I mean, you didn't achieve anything. You just had to be yourself, right? And you're just being honored for being the type of person that you are, which is really, it's an incredible commentary on your life. But you did mention that there were many people who help along the way.
Oh, well, as we all know, we are the product of our environment. All of us have family members. We all learn from someone we've seen before or we've seen in the past, and that's what I've done. You know, I realize that I am here because someone stood up in front of a bar years ago and said no more to the police. You know, I think of the Bath raids in Toronto that happened, and people did stand up and did do something, and I benefited from, and all of the community has benefited from, those people taking a stand and saying, no, you can't treat me like that. So.
Oh, that's the embodiment of a community builder, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you can just see when Elizabeth talks, and I've had the opportunity to be in different kind of meetings and groups with Elizabeth, and I've seen her get to, you know, speak and engage with such various and diverse folks of different backgrounds. And, you know, that's ranging from, you know, healthcare professionals to people within the police services to teachers and educators. And she just comes with such a, you know, a meaning for connection and that community builder aspect. She just does such a great job with it, and you feel so comfortable asking those questions. And I've eavesdropped, and I've heard her having conversations with different folks, and she's just always so warm and welcoming and just really wants to, you know, bring people together. And I think that's, you know, she's just amazing at it.
Welcomes the questions too, because, you know, if I don't know, and this is in my experience in speaking with her, if I don't know something and I want to make sure that I'm approaching this the proper way, Elizabeth always lets me just ask, and I can just be as, you know, straightforward as possible. How do I say this? Or, you know, what is, how do I do, or whatever? And she helps, to use your word, navigate, to make sure that we are understanding the proper way to communicate when we're talking about this community, which is really, you know, what this award is about. That's what you do. Also want to mention that in addition to this honor, you won a Rainbow Award too. And that was here in Perth, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was at during Pride, after the parade. Unbeknownst to me, we had, QCL had sent out, we're looking for Rainbow Champions, and four people were nominated. And I'm going to tell you who they are.
Please do.
John Fenwick, the former mayor, incredible person in that position of being mayor. He really walk-stepped us through supporting that. Oh, my God, I hope I don't forget. the owner of our Sparks Books and Curios here, Heidi and Peter, they have gone above and beyond as far as bringing in books, being a safe place for people to come and showcasing things and sponsoring an event, celebrating artists during Pride. The Perth Pie Company, the Cassie got so many nominations from her employees. She's, if you go on their website, they have an acknowledgement of land acknowledgement on their land site, land on their,
on
oh,
their
I'm
website.
Stumbling. I'm,
it's okay.
Yes, on their website, which is so unusual to see a business doing that. And the staff there, she encompasses being an excellent staff and the diverse staff. And the last person I do remember is Aaron Lee of Interval House, again, who has supported Queer Connection, made it possible. And then, unbeknownst to me, I got nominated, and it was a surprise, but I appreciate it.
You're going to get a big head here. I mean, with all this hardware that people are throwing your way, I tell you. No, but it's so well-deserved. It really is. And I want to thank you very much for coming in and speaking to us today.
You're quite welcome.
If people would like to get more information about your community and local events that are going on, what's the best way for them to
All right.
That?
We have a website. And it's a really a great website because it has a bit of our history. So you get to see the evolution of what's been happening in Lanark County. It's Queer Connection Lanark. .ca, all one word, all small letters. And in parting, I do have one other thing I want to say is that two things, actually. Show up. Show up in any conversation. We all assume that we're all the same, and we're not. And you need to find those moments where you can say, well, you know, actually, I heard a woman on the radio today, and she made me think. And by you having that discussion, you're giving the other person an opportunity to know that you are thinking, but you're also possibly an ally. And that's what opens the door.
So. Again, thank you so much for being here, Elizabeth. Al, before you go, we just wanted to take a moment to, you know, not take the spotlight off of Elizabeth in any way whatsoever, but just wanted to chat about what's coming up for the United Way East Ontario.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, thank you so much, Elizabeth. We're so thankful for all the work that you do. And, you know, United Way, we're really committed to, you know, having open and inclusive community. And this means, you know, helping and creating those safe spaces and really working with the folks on the ground who are doing the work, like Elizabeth. Up and coming, you know, we're heading into our summer months. We've got lots of local golf tournaments that we're supporting and participating in and really helping our partners through that. We've done our, you know, calls for proposals back in 2021. And going forward, we'll have our more call for proposals coming out in, I believe, this following January 2024. So lots of things happening. You know, we're working with Elizabeth and other community folks doing different things. We've got, you know, a couple different groups during the summer, like to take some holidays. So it is a bit of a quieter time. We have, let me think here. Oh, there's so much happening. We've got some stuff happening on youth homelessness. We've got some stuff happening within seniors, some food insecurity, things that are happening on the way. And, you know, just a whole bunch of different array of things happening this summer.
We hear about the I guess, the umbrella of the United Way and mm-hmm. a lot of the different topics that you just mentioned there. Food insecurity pops out. You don't only go by, you know, what the national is doing. Everything that is raised here stays here, and that includes when you're dealing with programs such as that.
Yeah, so we work across Eastern Ontario, so Lanark County, Renfrew County, Prescott Russell, and Ottawa. So myself locally, I'm working a lot with, you know, our different food banks across the areas, but also with different kind of community programs who may be needing those extra supports. So, you know, our community health centers, our youth centers, different kind of aspects that, you know, may not previously, you know, prior to the pandemic had such a food insecurity or had clients, you know, with food insecurities. And now they're seeing that kind of increase. So, you know, connecting with different partners who are doing the work and asking them, where are the gaps? Where can we help? United Way, you know, we really want to work on our impact and do the greatest good that we can. So we listen to who's doing that work. We do, you know, lots of different things aside from just our investments. We do some research pieces and some advocacy pieces to really just kind of bring full force into what's happening and really making sure that the priorities within Lanark County are being heard and addressed.
And that's obviously very important. Now, people may not, you know, get involved in different campaigns and so on, but they do like to donate and they understand the value of the United Way locally, what it does. And it's so easy to donate, isn't it?
Yeah, super easy. You can kind of donate through multiple facets. The easiest way would just be going onto our website and you can donate there. You can also reach me at our office, which is in Carleton Place. We do sometimes take in-person donations, but easiest for most folks these days is just online on our website. Super simple.
And you can also inquire at your workplace, find out if they do, they can take a little donation off your check each 2 weeks or whatever. And if you're in a place like Ottawa and they do that, you can also make sure that they direct that to Lanark County.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Sure. Well, really appreciate you stopping by, Elle. And of course, Elizabeth, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Bob.
And it's nice to see you in person because we've been on Zoom for far too long.
That's true.
So good to have you here. Again, congratulations. So well deserved.
Thank you so much.
Our guest today on In Focus, Elizabeth Snyder, winner of the United Way Community Builder Award and also the winner of a Rainbow Award recently during Pride Month. And from the local United Way, Director Elle Halliday. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.